all of a sudden I am in love with Mellow Monday music. It's soothing. May it live forevermore. I am feeling mellow. I'm feeling good. I'm infused with grace and peace this morning. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for deliverance from the strain, the trial, the expectation of doom, expectation of gloom that is the lot of so many. We do not have that. We are to be sandaled with the evangel of peace. Man. This is a short life, relatively. Relatively short compared to aeonian glory and eternity with God. Ephesians, I want to go back to Ephesians 6, verse 15. Verse 14, please. Stand then. That's my exhortation to you and to myself today. Stand then, girded about your loins with truth. That's what we're doing here. We're trying to find the truth so we can stand girded in it. We want to be founded on it. We want it to be second nature. Stand girded about your loins with truth, with the cuirass. There's that cuirass again. Full protection, front and back. The cuirass of righteousness put on. What is that? That God has declared you righteous, that you are right, that even your wrongs are, by God's miraculous alchemy, right. That's justification. And that's a cuirass. That'll protect you from the lies of Satan that say, you're no good. You're a sinner. You're terrible. It bounces right off because God has declared us righteous through Christ. He sees us through Christ. Put that on. And your feet sandaled with the readiness of the evangel of peace. That is our evangel today. That is our well message. That's what the word evangel means in the Greek. A well message. This message makes people well. That God is at peace with you. He is conciliated to the world. Now is an acceptable day of salvation. He saved you 2,000 years ago. You don't even have to believe to make it true. It is true, and your belief confirms the truth. Oh, what a difference between that and the message of the religions of this world, including the Christian religion, that it's a matter of personal faith, personal righteousness. No, it's a matter of Christ's faith. We have an evangel of peace. Contrast this with a message that's going to be going forth in the day of indignation, the book of Revelation. We have the evangel of peace, right? We're sandaled with it. It's on our feet. We take it places. We tell people something good concerning the outcome of the universe. Compare this with the day of indignation. I realize this is a short day. The day of indignation, we're looking maybe 3.5 years here. It's going to be swift, but it's going to be terrible. Chapter 15, Revelation, verse 1. I perceived another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, 7 messengers having the last 7 calamities. How would you like to be those messengers? These are celestial beings, I understand that. But for in them is consummated the fury of God. Chapter 16, and I hear a loud voice out of the temple saying to the 7 messengers, go and pour out the 7 bowls of the fury of God into the land. I would not want to be given that message, but that is a message that's going to be entrusted to celestial messengers, to the angels. We don't have that message. Thank God. Aren't you glad you're not burdened with that? Well, for that matter, aren't you glad that you're not a member of the Christian religion and have to tell people that God's going to eternally torment you unless you do everything just right? That's almost as bad as these 7 calamities and the 7 bowls of the fury of God. In fact, I'd rather have the 7 bowls of the fury of God, because they're passing, and they're purposeful, and they're brief. I'd rather have those than the doctrines of Christianity. David says, give me the judgment of God any day over the judgment of man. There's going to be a time period coming up when God is going to declare war on the earth, and it's for the purpose of unveiling His Son. Revelation is really the book of the unveiling. The revelation, it's the unveiling. The unveiling of Jesus Christ, that's the first verse. The first verse of Revelation chapter 1, the unveiling of Jesus Christ, that's the purpose. It's going to be swift, it's going to be brief, but it's going to be impressive. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about our ambassadorship. I'm going to go back to 2 Corinthians 5:18, 21, and you're going to find out why we are not going to be here when the day of indignation begins. I'm Martin Zender. I trust you'll be with me tomorrow.